Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, full NFL breakdowns. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats on a Friday, a football Friday. All right, we're feeling better. We're not worried about it. We're thinking it might be a dog weekend. We'll get to that coming up. What is this picture you sent with the pile of Parmesan cheese?
So my buddy brought the kids out for pizza last night, and they went to get New York slices. So they're the big floppy slices. And his daughter, who he says, I mean, he obviously loves her to death, but he said she's a weirdo. So she eats things like ketchup sandwiches. She's a child. I mean, she's very young, like 4 years old.
Yes.
She takes this New York slice, and you know how they at the restaurants, they have a red pepper shaker and then a mozzarella cheese shaker, and they have holes in the lids, and you very conservatively put mozzarella or red pepper on your New York slice. Well, his daughter unscrews the lid on the mozzarella and then goes upside down vertical with it and just covers this New York slice. I mean, you see the picture. It is a layer of mozzarella cheese on top of the New York slice. And then she goes to town on this pizza. I mean, I would never, but they say kids do the darndest things, don't they? You would know.
With condiments or seasonings on food, they are on one end of the spectrum or the other. They are like my son, who puts nothing on anything. It's plain. I'm just happy he's actually, you know, eating different food now. But last night, okay, I want a double cheeseburger. All right, cool. Do you want anything on it? Nope. Wants nothing on it. No ketchup, no mustard, no pickle, no tomato, no mayo, nothing on. Are you sure? Oh, you know what? I do want something. What do you want? I'm going to cook up some bacon. I was like, okay, you can put some, but as far as condiments, nothing. And then like, I see some of his friends that come over, and when they leave, I'm like, you're going to leave any money for the ketchup? Because you use the whole Heinz 57, everything we have in our fridge, like half of the paper plate was ketchup. I'm like, what? One end or the other? It's one or the other.
Oh, You can never trust the kid that eats the plain hot dog. That kid cannot be trusted. I'm sorry.
That's my son.
You eat the hot dog plain. cannot be trusted. I would rather you put ketchup on the hot dog than eat a plain hot dog. But then again, it's not my hot dog. Like, I don't tell people what to do. I wouldn't do that. He also adds, I know we need to get back into football. He also adds, he took his daughter to Olive Garden last week, and the waiter said, say when, and she would never say when. So the guy's cranking the cheese. Like, he said she will literally never say when. So they have to stop them. They have to say when for her, because if it were up to her, it would just be nonstop. It'd be a 30-minute crank on the cheese wheel.
Order a bowl of that. I'm sure it's much cheaper. Like, it hurt my
ketchup.
Soul.
Yep.
It hurt my soul the other night. Oh, yeah. He wants it at Portillo's. He wants a 2 hot dog meal. Everything on it? No. Plain. It annoyed me. I'm not eating a damn thing. I say eat what you want, but cannot be trusted. I think you're spot on there. All right, let's continue with these breakdowns on the games. Let's flip over to the AFC, have some games that we want to hit on. We've got Jacksonville at Cincinnati. So we saw money early on in the week backing the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't think that was a big surprise. Bengals are the home favorite. It's still 3.5. So we saw that immediate move, 5.5 down to 3.5. It's been 3.5 all week and has not really budged. It's a higher total. We're sitting 49 over at BetMGM. There are some 48.5, some 49.5 in the betting market. ETN, big performance under Liam Cohen in his first game against Carolina. It's tough to figure out how much you take away from that matchup with the delay and what looks to be a poor opponent. Cincinnati, however, it looked like the same old Bengals. They stink in the beginning of the season. They should have lost to the Browns. Burrow had 113 yards. They only had 11 first downs. This explosive Bengals offense had 11 first downs against Myles Garrett and company. I say, yeah, they still stink. The trend continues in the first couple weeks of the season. I didn't see anything from Cincinnati last week that makes me want to back them -3.5 against Jacksonville. I'm taking the dog. I know Paul's on the Jacksonville side as well. Do you have a play in this game, Sam?
I like the over 49. Other books are on the way to 49.5, 50. Cincinnati just played in an absolute rock fight. They got drugged down into Browns ball, 17-16 final. And it's always difficult when you have Cleveland in your duet to get over, because Cleveland just does nothing that wants to incite a fireworks show. They want to play games like that. Cleveland dictated the physicality, dictated the tempo. They were very good around the red zone. That's a 17-16 final. And I have Burrow in fantasy. I'm like, he had how many points? Well, I'm not winning this week. But now you look at the way that this game should go and probably will go. We're going to get somebody to set the pace early. We're going to get a big touchdown or two. And I think it's very telling that despite playing in a rock fight last week, 17-16, the books open this total, 49, and now we're 49.5, and I think there's a good chance by kickoff we get to like 50. So at 49, that's an overplay for me. Some books are 49.5. I shouldn't need to remind people, 49 is a multiple of 7. So if you like the over, go get that 49. I do think this is like a 31-28 type game, and I do like points in Cincy.
Okay, so let's move to Pittsburgh. We've got Seattle going across the country visiting Pittsburgh. The market's at 3. I see one very public book that decided to add the hook there where it's Pittsburgh -3.5. Low total. Interesting. Pittsburgh in a shootout last week. The market is not going to overreact. And the total is sitting at 40 over at BetMGM for the Steelers and the Seahawks. That was shocking, the score of that game with the Jets and the Steelers. Rodgers had a great performance, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he's going to be making his home debut against a very challenging Seattle defense. Now, Seattle had their issues offensively last week against San Francisco. It was all JSN. It was Darnold for 150. JSN had 124 of those yards, 13 targets. 13 targets for JSN in his first game with the new QB. I've heard some cases for Seattle. I am not there. I am on the other side. I am going to be taking Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh -3. I think they're a candidate for survivor. It is not going to be a repeat of what we saw last week with that Jets offense. And you're going from a mobile quarterback with multiple weapons that are pretty dangerous in Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson to now, okay, we've got JSN. I don't know about Walker. Are they going to decide to use Walker in this game? Not sure. Expecting a bounce back. And history tells us that's exactly what Tomlin teams do. Evan Abrams had this nugget. After Tomlin teams allow 30 or more points, 28-11-1 against the spread. Cover rate of 72%. They've covered 10 of the last 11 times that's occurred. I'm taking Pittsburgh -3, Sam.
We did Pittsburgh in one of our survivors. Got there last night. So Pittsburgh is in. I have 3 entries. I guess I could give you all 3. I don't know why I wouldn't. Like, it's fine. Pittsburgh in 1. Miami in the 2nd. Buffalo in 3rd. Yep. I got him there on Miami. I couldn't get him there on San Francisco, so we went Miami instead. He likes Miami.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you got Miami, you got Buffalo, and you got Pittsburgh. No Baltimore. Yeah. So this is one specific survivor. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think I could say it, right? It's the Circa what? Survivor.
No, but I'm saying your partners. Survivor. Is this the one with the 108 guys?
Oh, 108 guys, they're doing Buffalo. They want to do Buffalo. Okay. So I said, fine. Okay. Well, let's just do Buffalo. I'm more of a pushover in that one because there's three of us and they know what they're doing. They won your league last year. Fine. Let's do Buffalo.
Yes.
Matt and I did Pittsburgh and Miami. So I got there. I like the under two in Pittsburgh, but I also followed the guys down the rabbit hole last week and was talking about Pittsburgh under week one. And that game was one of the higher totals on the board, one of the higher landing totals, at least. I mean, that total was 39.5 and just flew over. Pittsburgh almost got there by themselves. I think there's a regression big time on offense in a Pittsburgh game. And look, this total opened 40, and now BetMGM has – oh, no, they still have 40. Other books have 39.5. That will probably crawl down by kickoff, just like it crawled down last week and then flew over. Pittsburgh, 24-10, something like that. That's how I feel.
There were some pros out there that took the Miami Dolphins last week, which ended up being the worst side of the week. And now you've got the Miami Dolphins off that awful performance at home hosting the New England Patriots. BetMGM has this as Miami -2.5. The market still hasn't settled as we sit here on Friday morning. There are 1.5s. There are 2s. There are others at 2.5. Somewhere in that range. Not quite a field goal. But we're not at a pick 'em, somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5. What do you think? Miami, New England.
Well, you know where I'm at. I'm on Miami. Mm-hmm. I actually laid 1 on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday's show. This entire week is a blur for me. Tuesday was in Chicago. Wednesday was in Boston. Thursday was in New York. Friday's in Boston. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. Don't ask. But I think it was Tuesday. I gave Miami -1. I would not lay 2.5. I mean, why would you lay 2.5 when there's a 1.5 readily available, -108, -110? Please lay the right number. You know, last night I had a guy send me Green Bay -3.5. And I'm like at 1, I get it. But there were 3s all over the place. It's laying 3.5. I just don't understand how people don't lay the right number. But anyways, I like Miami. It's a fade on New England. It's a fade on Vrabel. I don't like Drake May, and I don't think Miami is as catastrophically challenged as many people believe they are. Look, they got punched in the mouth by a very physical Colts team. Colts have a very good offensive line. Colts controlled the point of attack. I don't think New England can do that. So I'm willing to find out. Your rec books are 2.5. Other books are 1.5. I think Miami's going to win. I do. I feel very good about it, but it's an anti-New England stance that I had in week one, and I'm not going to change it in week two. I'm not going to overthink it.
Yeah, and on the flip side, if you like New England, go take that 2.5 that's available out there. You want to do that, or if you're doing a teaser, you want to take New England, get them to 8.5. Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Here's my concern with Miami. I'm worried about that secondary. That all that chatter about what Daniel Jones did with the Colts and Steichen changing and all that, that may have just been a result of that bad secondary for the Dolphins. So maybe Drake May ends up having a good week. And then those Patriots fans that you're close to are saying that he's going to be the MVP or offensive player of the year or something like that. That is a concern for me. I totally get the idea to a bounce back, Tyreek, all that, the turnovers. It can't be that bad. They're going to be better coming at home. It's going to be hot, sunny, 84 degrees. How many times have we seen that? The Patriots come down from the Boston area and they're playing in Miami in the mid-80s. They got sun on their side, and they're just up against it from the start, and the Dolphins just run away with it. We've certainly seen that in the past, but again, that secondary for the Dolphins is concerning. That's why I'm walking away on this game. And something else, Sam, Tua has dominated this team. 7-0 straight up and against the spread. How about that?
Didn't even know that. Didn't even know that. That's great. That's called makes confirmation bias. Right? Mm-hmm. When you, oh, yeah. Right? Like, oh, that's a good stat. Yeah, trends don't pay the rent, but 7-0 does.
Well, it's worth noting because against everybody else, he's an average quarterback. And then you throw the New England numbers, it's like, bam. Hasn't lost.
I don't think Drake May is accurate enough to take this secondary apart. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Again, could be way wrong on this. You know, bigger bets are coming in on the Patriots. Bigger bets came in on the Patriots last week, though. So, they just believe in Vrabel. People keep convincing themselves that Vrabel is going to fix everything. They're banged up at corner. They're banged up at safety. Their D-line is not good. They overpaid a bunch of guys that probably shouldn't be making what they're making. And on offense, they have a quarterback that they don't even know is good yet. There's a lot of potential there. There's a lot mm-hmm. of potential. There's also a lot of youth and a lot of inexperience.
0-2 start. Ah, that'll be funny to watch. But can't most wait. Popular over on the win total in the offseason. Most popular overs. Bears, Patriots, very well. Both could start 0-2. On the season. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, we continue. We've got the big games of the weekends. The Eagles and Chiefs, the Falcons and Vikings next. Bet Sweats on a Friday. This is the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.